Welcome to Roaring Fork High School. I'm Mark Kanter, and it's time for Delta Panthers basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 to get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. The girls are 9-2 at the midpoint of the season after an absolute rout of Gunnison on Tuesday, 64-18. Aubrey Frazier led the way with 10 points, 9 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Erica Kuda had 10 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals, while Kaylin Porter had 9 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, and 4 steals. This will be the third meeting of the season with the Rams, but the girls outscored Roaring Fork by over a total of 100 points in those first two meetings, so I'm looking for this game to be pretty similar to what we've seen against Roaring Fork before, as well as what we saw in Gunnison on Tuesday. Roaring Fork enters this contest 3-8 after losing to Basalt last night 50-36. They're led by senior Genesis Quintero, who averages almost 7.5 points a game. We'll take a look at the lineups, sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Taking a look at those lineups now, the non-starters for the Panthers. Sophomore, number 0, Anaya Kohick. Sophomore, number 4, Bailey Wilson. Number 5, senior, Kayla Geyer. Number 11, sophomore, Kylie Huff. Number 12, freshman, Taylor Summers. Number 13, freshman, Brianna Huff. And number 24, sophomore, Braden Alberg. Starters for your Panthers this afternoon. Number 1, senior, Erica Kuda. Number 2, junior, Aubrey Frazier. Number 3, senior, Kaylin Porter. Number 10, junior, Ellie Ames. And number 14, sophomore, Tatum Miller. The lineups now for the Roaring Fork Rams. I'm not sure on the starters, but I will give you the lineup here. Number 1, Erica Crownhart. Number 2, Katie Grijalva. Number 3, Macy Peary. Number 4, Maddie Anderson. Number 5, Genesis Quintero, who I guarantee you is in the starting lineup. Number 12, Sienna Targeter-Walker. Number 13, Carly Crownhort. Number 23, Samira Hueso. Number 24, Gracie Pratt. Number 32, Emma Charters. Number 35, Jane Taylor. Number 20, Avery Smith. And number 22, Lexi Sanchez. So the officials have made their way out of the locker room, and girls are finishing warm-ups here. Delta on their bench, having already finished theirs. They're in their road blacks with white numbers and lettering over the top of the numbers on the front, as well as the white numbers on the back. The Rams will be in their home whites with the gold and blue stripe down the sides and blue numbers, as well as the gold lettering over the numbers in the front. So as we're preparing for the tip-off here, I'll let you know tip-off sponsored by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Head coach Kyle Crowder and Rams head coach Juan Quintero meeting with the officials in front of the scorer's table to discuss how the game is going to work. Obviously, we all know it's basketball, but, they're just discussing little odds and ends. You know, in a baseball game, this would be them discussing exchanging lineups and discussing the field rules. I'm guessing you would discuss court rules here, but it's a pretty small gym. The stands are right up on the court, so not a lot of room to maneuver on the sideline. The bench side, which is opposite of me, is a little wider on that side. It accommodates for the scorer's table, so anything going out of bounds over there, any player trying to save the ball has a little more room than on the side I'm on here, where if they're going out of bounds to save a ball, they're going to end up in the first two rows. So if anyone's sitting there, they're going to need to be careful of that. So we will take a break, and when we come back, I'll have the tip-off of this basketball game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jonathan River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company, Greg and Kristen Stratton, Green Axe Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Kristen Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main in Delta. Voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Chan is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's the shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorsGo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Simicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs.
Welcome back to Roaring Fork High School. Mark Cantor here with you as we get ready to tip off this basketball game. It's going to be Ellie Ames and looks like Carter Walker for the Rams. And the Rams win control the tip, but they immediately pass the ball away and out of bounds, and Delta will have the ball. Kaylin Porter to bring it up for the Panthers. Over to Ames on the left elbow. Ames to get past to Miller. Miller thought about a three. Now she'll take it inside the arc. Jumper is no good. Rebound to Ames. Put back no good. Rebound Frazier. And they're going to call a foul on the Rams. So it'll be the first team foul on the Rams. Inbound goes to Porter. Shot no good. Rebound Kuda. And the putback, and Delta's on the board. 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The Rams work it inside, try to get it underneath. Steal by Ames. Ahead to Frazier. Now Miller on the left side. Miller back to Ames at the top. Ames is going to throw it, pass it to Porter. Porter tries to work it inside the lane to Frazier. Now back out, and jump shot by Ellie Ames from the free throw line. She has a couple of points, and Delta leads 4-0. On the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Back on the other end, Rams trying to work it around the perimeter. That's Quintero on the left side. Works dribbled into a double team. And she's going to, they try to work it inside. It's going to go to Kronhart. And Kronhart's going to throw it away. And Kuda's going to come up with the ball up ahead to Porter. Now Ames. Ames around the right side. They try to work it in the paint to Kuda. And Erica tries to get by a couple of elbows, and she'll be fouled on her way to the hoop. She'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years experience selling Delta County real estate, experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs, 970-234-4734. Kuda misses the first, makes the second. Kuda's got 3 points on the bay. Halva brings it up. They work it inside to Kronhart. Her shot's no good. And now Delta's got the ball on their end of the court. Ames at the top of the key. Over to Porter on the right elbow for three. And in creation, three ball no good. Rebound Rams. It's going to be Quintero, loses the handle. Ames is going to pick it up. Turnover back to Delta. Over to Miller on the left side. Miller dribbles to her right, back to the top, and Ames. Ames with a double team. Rams with a little bit of pressure. Now they work it inside, back out. Miller, little head fake, now dribbles, going to her right. Ames now on the right elbow, trying to get around the defender. Now they kick it over to Porter. Porter, just inside the arc, misses. And out of bounds off of Roaring Fork. Inbound goes to Kuda. Turnaround jumper. No good off the front iron. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of the Rams again. Ames with the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. It ends up to Porter in the left corner. Into Ames. Ames loses it, but it goes right back to Porter. Now Kuda. Kuda. As the ball gets away from Ames, and instead of taking the over and back, Ellie just lets the Rams pick it up. That's Kronhart. She'll take it to the hoop, and she is fouled. She'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. The foul will be on Ames. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. The Rams come up with the ball, then lose it to Delta. They get it up ahead to Frazier, and then Kuda cleans it up. Delta leads 7-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And they're going to call a foul on Miller, a reach-in on her. It'll be the believe, second team foul on Delta. And this one's going to go inbound off of the Ram player's foot and into the hands of Delta. Ames, the supporter on the right elbow, back to Ames at the top. Work it over to Miller on the left side. And Integration's three ball, no good. Rebound Rams. Long pass up ahead to Crownheart. Finger roll, no good. Rebound Cuda. Erica up ahead to Porter. Porter in the paint to Cuda. Cuda turnaround jumper is good. Erica with seven now. Porter will get credit for the assist on that one. The Rams looking to work it around the perimeter. Quintero, long pass, is going to be stolen by Frazier. Ball will go out of bounds off of Crownheart, and Delta will have possession. Dowdy's Stealing Machine inbound for the Panthers, and it'll be a Rocky or Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Rams as Jane Taylor comes into the game for Roaring Fork. Ames to Porter, now Miller just inside the arch. She looks to drive the paint, kicks it out to Porter. A&M Creations three ball, no good. Rebound Frazier. Now to Ames. Ames has it stolen. That's going to be Crownheart on the other end, and she'll get the jumper to go. That's Pat Carley Crownheart, the Crownheart sisters here for the Rams. Cuda now back out to Miller underneath to Frazier, and she'll get the turnaround jumper to go. Tatum Miller will get the assist on that one, and a Delta Cabinet Company timeout being called by the Rams. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. A&M Creations on Main and Delta voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Delta leads 11-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Erica Cuda with 7 points. She's leading the way for the Panthers. Delta with a lot of ball movement here is they're going to have some Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions. Looks like Taylor Summers and Kayla Geyer have checked into the game, as has Kylie Huff for the Panthers. Rams will have the ball, and they will throw it away out of bounds, and it looks like they're going to say it went off of Delta. I didn't quite see that, but regardless, Rams will maintain possession. Erica Crownheart tries to work it in. Now they pass it right by Katie Grijalva's head and out of bounds. Delta will have possession. Inbound goes to Summers with the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. Up ahead to Geyer. Now back to Summers. Into the paint and Cuda. And a foul will be called. They're going to send Kylie Huff to the line for two Greg and Christy Stratton Remax Mountain West free throws, and Huff makes the first one. And they some motorsports substitution is Braden Allbird checks into the game. She'll miss the second, but Cuda gets the rebound and the putback. Braden Allbird's parents responsible for a nice sandwich I had prior to the game. I want to give a big thank you to them as the Rams threw the ball out of bounds on the other end, and Summers will have the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. She gets the ball back after inbounding it, and now the Panthers will work it around the perimeter. They're trying to get it inside to Cuda. She'll lose the handle. The Rams back the other way, moving left to right. And they're going to call foul on Allbird, I believe, as Erica Crownheart was driving the lane. Delta moving right to left. Rams left to right. Here's I am on the far side of the court. Opposite the benches. Rams around the perimeter, and Huff working to make the steal. And they'll call a taco time jump ball. Delta will regain possession. Delta leads 14-2. on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2:15 left here in the first quarter. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution is number 32, Emma Charters, will check into the game for the Rams. Like Aubrey Frazier will check back in for the Panthers. Summers with the basketball over to Geyer. Geyer on the right side in the paint. Now underneath to Frazier. Can't get it to go. Rebound Rams. Quintero brings it across the time stripe. They get it over to Charters on the right side. Back to Quintero at the top. Now to Erica Crownhart on the left side, trying to work it in the paint. Huff comes up with the steal. She gets it ahead to Geyer. Now they're working the lane. They try to get underneath to Summers, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Erica Crownhart with the ball. Top of the key, over to the right side, and Charters. Back to Crownhart at the top. Crownhart with a is double teamed, and she'll lob it inside, throw it away, and Frazier comes up with the steal. Up ahead to Kylie Huff. Her shot's no good, and a foul. Nope, they're going to call jump ball. It's a taco time jump ball, and it's going to go to the Rams. So the Rams will have the basketball back. Quintero with the ball. This is to Gijalva. Gijalva to Quintero. This pass is going to be knocked away, but Quintero gets it back. Quintero will now throw it away. The ball's going to go out of bounds off of Kylie Huff, though. And the Rams will maintain possession. Daddy Steeler machine inbound goes to Quintero. Quintero over to Grijalva. Grijalva on the right side. Double team trying to get by Summers. And this one's going to go out of bounds off of Allberg as it bounces off of her shoe. And out over the baseline. Inbound. Underneath to Taylor. Grijalva had the pass knocked away by Summers. Up ahead to Geyer. She can't get the lay-in to go. Loose ball. Rams come up with it. They get it up ahead to Quintero, and she'll be happy if she goes to the hoop. Quintero to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So Quintero made the first, missed the second, and Delta gets the ball back, able to convert on the other end as Kayla Geyer scores her first 2 points of the game, and that will be the end of the first quarter of action here at Roaring Fork High School. Delta leads 16-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So once again, Delta leads 16-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard after one quarter of play. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. And Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. You get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Dyer with the Daddy Steel and Machine inbound pass to Summers. Summers at the top. They work it in the paint. Now underneath to Frazier off the glass. It's good. Rams back on the other side of the court now. Quintero dishes to Grijalva. Grijalva brings it back to the top, and that one's just plucked out of the sky by Kylie Huff. They work it into Huff's hands on the right side. They try to go underneath to Frazier. Frazier loses the handle, and a Taco Shine jump ball called. Rand makes the motorsport substitutions for the Rams, as they will have the ball. Carly Crownhart and Erica Crownhart both check back into the game for the Rams. Carly passes it over to Quintero. Quintero now brings it back to the top, and they try to go underneath to Carly. And it'll go out of bounds off of Crownhart's head, and Delta will have the ball back. Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Rams. And we are going to take a break as well. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine.
Welcome back to Roy Fork High School. Mark Cantor here with you. Delta leads 18-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 7:14 left in the half. Erica Kuda's got 9 points so far. Aubrey Frazier with 4. Delta has possession. Up across the time stripe. Kylie will have pass to Alberg. Alberg back to Huff. They have that ball stolen and off the steal. Carly Crownhart able to convert. Delta works it underneath. They get it back out to Frazier. Frazier misses the shot. It's going to go out of bounds off the Rams. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions for Delta as the remaining starters sub back in, and the starters will be back on the court. Kuda, Porter, Miller, Frazier, and Ames inbound to the right side, and Porter. She passes to Miller. Miller misses the shot, but she'll track down her 15-footer and get the rebound. Kuda now in the paint. Got her arm hooked, but powered through it for 2. No foul call. Rams working underneath. Shot goes high off the glass by Gracie Pratt. Can't get it to go. Delta with the rebound. Ames up ahead to Porter. Porter loses the handle. And the Rams can't convert on the other end. Delta with the rebound. Miller to Ames at the top. Ames kicks it out to Porter. Porter thought about a 3 now. Gets it underneath to Ames, and now they try to get it over to Kuda. Frazier ends up with the ball, and she'll have the bucket. Aubrey with 6. They try to work it inside to Carter Walker, and foul going to be called on the Rams. Kylie Huff back into the game with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers. 5:35 left in the half. Porter brings it across the time stripe, gets it over to Miller. Now in the paint to Ames. Ames loses the handle, gets it back. Now back out to Miller. Miller thinking about driving, but passes it over to Porter. Now they work it underneath to Huff. Huff shoots it, arcs it right over the top of the basket. And the Rams have the rebound. Tatum Miller's all over this court right now. She just knocked that pass out of bounds. Carly Crownhart inbounds to Carpenter Walker in the lane, and they're going to call a foul on the Rams, and Delta will have the ball. Miller with a ball fake, now over to Ames. Ames underneath to Huff. Huff can't get it to go. Rebound Kuda. She can't get the putback, but she'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman rematch Mountain West free throws. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Kuda drains them both. She now has 13 points unofficially. Rams trying to work the ball around the perimeter, trying to keep their hands on it as they can't maintain possession. They finally get it over to, I believe that was Erica Crownhart in the left corner. She missed the three. Kuda came up with the rebound, and Delta works it ahead, but the ball ends up going out of bounds when they get back to their end of the court. The Rams with possession. Carly Crownhart loses the handle, and it'll go out of bounds off of Carly as Kylie Huff with the hustle play and able to tap the ball off of the Rams defender. Ellie Ames will bring it up for Delta. She's across the time stripe quickly. Gets it over to Miller. Tatum, and in creation, three ball is good. Tatum's first 3 points of the game. Ames will get credit for the assist. Rams work it inside the paint, and they're going to say a foul, a charge foul called on Carter Walker. She's trying to work it in the paint against Kuda. Delta leads 27-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, a little more than four left in the half. Ames is going to lose the handle, but it'll be knocked out of bounds by Carly Crownhart. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Rams. Jane Taylor back into the game for Roaring Fork. Ames with the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound to Summers in the backcourt. Summers up across the timeline. Head to Ames underneath, a little touch pass by Huff to Kuda. And Kuda drains the bucket. Erica with 15 now on the afternoon. Long range, Ames in creation, three ball, no good. Summers gets the rebound. And Miller will run point. Long pass to Ames. Now they try to get it in the paint. Underneath to Huff. Turnaround jumper, no good. She follows her shot. Ball's loose. Kuda comes up with it. They dish it back out to Ames at the top. She now gets it underneath to Huff again. High off the glass. And Kylie has 3 points on the afternoon. This ball's going to be knocked away by Delta. They work it up ahead to Miller. Miller's going to look like took an elbow to the chin on the shot. She missed, but she'll go to the line for two Greg and Christy Stratman Remax Mountain West free throws. Nothing but net on the first one for Tatum. Can't get the second off the back iron, but Kuda comes up with the rebound underneath the Summers. Summers put back no good. Rebound Kuda. Can't get the put back. And the Rams have it going the other way. Erica Crownhart posts up for a 10-footer. She can't get it to go. Delta comes up with the rebound. That makes the Motorsports substitution for the Panthers. It's going to be Geyer. Looks like we're going to have Anaya Kohit come into the game as well. Summers over to Geyer. Geyer has her pass to Kuda knocked away. Kuda saves it. They work it inside to Summers. Back out to Geyer. Summers somehow, nope, she's going to lose the loose ball. Rams get it up ahead. That's Carly Crownhart up to her sister Erica, and they convert on the layup. 32-7 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. A little more, or a little less than 2.5 to go. Summers to Kohit inside to Kuda. Back out to Geyer. Geyer's in the paint. She kicks it out to Kohit. Kohit steps just inside the arc at the top. Can't get the shot to go. She's hustling for the ball. Saved by the Rams, but it's going to go right to Delta. Kuda gets the basketball from Geyer, and she'll convert with the easy jumper. Gajalva will try to pass that ball. It's going to go off Geyer's thigh and out of bounds. Brianna Huff will sub in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Charlie Crownhart has her shot partially blocked. Huff comes up with it. And Kohit will convert on the other end with the fancy finger roll. As the Rams have the ball back on the other end quickly, Quintero kicks it out to Gajalva right into the lap of the Roaring Fork Rams athletic director. The Rams have been very kind in getting me set up here. I want to thank them for taking care of me so I can bring you this broadcast. Kohik was bringing it up, got a little lazy, and had the ball stolen by Erica Crownhart. She couldn't get the lay-in to go on the other end, but she was fouled by Anaya. And we'll go to the line for two, Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Hair designers and nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facials, teeth whitening, and spray tans. Call for an appointment today at 874-1818 or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair designers and nails. So Crownhart able to make the first one, the second one, a lane violation called against the Rams. Delta leads 36-8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 1:24 left in the half. Delta works the ball into Summers, and she'll get it in the lane and score. That's Taylor's first 2 points of the game. Erica Crownhart inside, now back out. And that's going to be Emma Charters with the shot. It's no good. Rebound Delta. That's Brianna Huff. I believe they call her Breezy. Work it around to Kohar. Kohik, and now inside to Allberg, and Allberg has the bucket. Those are her first 2 points of the game. Erica Crownhart brings it across the time stripe for the Rams. They work it into Clayco. And she is called for the foul. And Delta will have the ball. 40 seconds left in the first half of play here at Roaring Fork High School. Delta works it in the paint to Allberg, back out to Kovic. And she will drain the 15-footer. Quickly back the other direction now are the Rams. Quintero to Emily Crownhart. Crownhart into the paint, and Pratt. Pratt gets it to go. Rebound Allberg, and she's knocked to the floor. Braden gets up fairly quickly there. And it looks like Delta is in the bonus, so Braden will go to the line for 1-1. Braden makes the front end of the Greg and Christy Stratman Rematch Mountain West free throw, 1-1. She got the back end as well. 4 points for Braden on the afternoon. 15 seconds left in the half. Erica Crownheart with the basketball as a double team. She's going to be called for double dribble. Delta will have the ball with 4 seconds. It goes to Bailey Wilson. Now they try to get it inside to Summers. Not going to be able to get a shot off before the end of the half. So here at halftime, Delta leads 44-8 on the Rams on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll take a break, try to get an interview with one of the boys' coaches here. At halftime, you're listening to Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Care Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and burns for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gel, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facial, tooth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Care Designers and Nails. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company, Greg and Krista Stratton, Greenack Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Kristen Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main in Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook. Stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences.
Mark Ganner back with you here at halftime with boys assistant coach Matt Hamm and Coach Hamm. Go back to the game on Tuesday against Gunnison, open up league play, and you guys played tough, and you know you were in it the whole game, had that final shot and just weren't able to convert. What did that game teach you guys as a team as you opened up league play?
It was definitely a tough ending to that game. And, the guys came back the next night, worked pretty hard in practice, and we just kind of talked about when you're in those situations, how you have to make plays. And it wasn't that we didn't have good looks, we just couldn't get anything to go. So the kids were definitely disappointed, but they brought the energy. I thought we had three really good practices in a row this week. I'm really excited to watch how we play today.
I'd say, you know, compared to... Let me back up on that. I feel like the team's improving with every game. I feel like they keep getting better and better. Can you speak to that on the improvement of the game as we're going through the season here?
Oh, definitely. I think we're getting a lot more confidence on offense. And then we've made some adjustments defensively, too. The kids, like I said, they're just coming to work every day. Our fundamentals are getting a lot more sound. We're really pounding that stuff in practice and just trying to keep our trying to keep our motor up high and just attack each team one game at a time. Like I said, every game I'm excited to see us play because I think we're going to play better than we did on Tuesday.
Okay, so up next tonight you've got Roaring Fork. Should be a good game. I think you guys match up pretty well. What are your thoughts on this afternoon's contest?
Yeah, you know, last time we played them was a month ago, and it was our first game. Pretty young group of guys, and we got total different starters now than we did at that point in the season. Kids in different spots, so I'm excited to see how we match up with them this game and changes that they maybe are going to make defensively based on how we attack them. So
we don't want to look past the Rams, but on Tuesday you have Aspen, and I'm not going to get a chance to talk to you guys before.
Right.
But what do we look at in Aspen? They're a really good team, a well-coached team. You know,
yeah.
They've really kind of, that program has really kind of come along over the last several years with their head coach, Alex Shremson, leading the way. What can you tell us about Aspen coming up?
Well, they're a really experienced team. They brought back 12 seniors from last year, and these kids have been playing together for a long time. Coach Shremson did a really nice job with them, and then his assistant, Parker, took over and is coaching them now. Shremson is out, but they're running all the same stuff because Parker was one of his assistants. They're really good. They got a couple of kids moving from California come out of the last couple of years that are good, and their other kids are all very skilled, spend a lot of time in the gym. I think they're ranked number 3 right now, so that's definitely going to be a big contest for us. But like as we've proven earlier in the season, you know, Centauri, who we played with until the last 2 minutes, upset number 1 this year. So I feel like, you know, once we kind of put everything together, we can take a shot at some of these ranked teams and have a shot to come out on top. So we're excited. I'm obviously not going to Aspen on a school night, but.
Well, luckily, you know, it's a 6 o'clock game and it's the only game, and hopefully we'll get home a little earlier than we would normally if it was a girls boys doubleheader. Matt, thank you for your time.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Good luck this afternoon as well against Aspen on Tuesday.
All right. Appreciate it.
Boys basketball head coach, or excuse me, assistant coach Matt Hamm here with me. We'll take another break, and when I come back, I will have some first half stats on the girls, as well as the second half of this basketball game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryan, State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Shine is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Shine, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorsShow.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. So see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 132 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs.
Mark Cantor back with you at Roaring Fork High School in Carbondale. Wrapping up halftime here. Halftime show has been brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Had a nice chat with boys assistant coach Matt Hamm at halftime. That interview brought to you by Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. So taking a look at some of the first half stats for the girls, by far and away, this team has been led in the half by Erica Kuda, 17 points, 8 rebounds unofficially on the day. Aubrey Fraser's got 6 points and a rebound, an assist and 2 steals. Tatum Miller has 4 points, an assist, a rebound, and a steal. Braden Ahlberg with 4 points, an assist, and a rebound. Taylor Summers, a couple points, a rebound, and a steal. Kylie Huff, 3 points, an assist, and a couple of steals. Anaya Kohick has 4 points and an assist. Kaylin Porter has an assist on the afternoon. Kayla Geyer, a couple points and 2 assists. Brianna Huff has also gotten into the game. She's got an assist and a rebound. The Rams will have possession to start the second half. They are finally able to get the ball in. Kuda's going to get the block here on Grijalva. Delta back the other way and trying to work the ball up ahead to Fraser. She can't get the handle, and what she does, she travels. And in creation's 3 ball by Carly Crownhart. It's a miss, and Delta comes up with the basketball. They get it inside to Kuda. She's in the lane, gets the jumper to go. Kuda with 19 now on the afternoon. Delta moving left to right. Rams right to left now, and they're going to call double dribble on the Rams as they're trying to work it underneath. Panthers look like they're having all sorts of fun out there as the starters are on the court for Delta. Ames with the basketball. They try to work it into the paint. Now it goes back out to Miller on the right side. Skip pass, now back underneath to Fraser, who will get fouled as she attempts the shot. She'll miss it, but she'll go to the line for 2 Greg and Christy Stratton and RE/MAX Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratton with RE/MAX Mountain West, the combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs, 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. Fraser gets the shooter's roll on the first, gets it to go, and can't get the second. It goes off the front iron, but she'll get the rebound. Now they work it back out to Porter at the top. Now Miller on the right side. They're trying to get Kuda in the paint. Instead, it'll be knocked around, and Delta will turn the ball over. Quintero with the steal. She brings it up, stops her dribble. Now lob pass over to Carly Crownhort. They try to work it in the paint, and they'll lose the ball. Fraser comes up with the steal, and Delta's got it going back the other way. Actually, the Rams going to steal it right back. Missed the shot. Rebound Kuda. Miller with it at in creation's 3 ball doesn't make it. Gets her own rebound. The putback is good. Tatum with 6 points now. Back on the other end. Quintero goes up for the shot, and she'll be fouled. I think that one's going to be called on Fraser. Drains the first. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. And Ames going to drain the 3 for the Panthers. Ellie's got 5 points. Rams have the ball. Quintero in the right corner. Quintero looks to drive the lane, or drive the baseline, excuse me. It's going to go out of bounds off of the Rams. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions as Ahlberg, Geyer, and Summers will be back into the contest for the Panthers. Kuda and Miller stay on the floor for Delta. Miller over to Guyer on the left side. Now Summers. They try to work it underneath to Cuda. Cuda finds the loose ball and tracks it down back outside in the right elbow. Underneath to Summers. Summers gets the high bounce to go, drop back in. Taylor with four. Rams, stop, pop, A&M creations. Nope, they're going to say that's a two. Delta leads 54-9 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 5:15 left in the third. Miller brings it up quickly, and she'll be called for a travel as she drags her back foot. Tatum's momentum carried her just a little too far there before she could make the pass off to Cuda. Erica Thronhart over to Quintero. Quintero, loose ball, loses it. Now to the floor will be Carly Crownhart as she tries to come up with the ball. She'll be called for the travel and turn the ball back over to Delta. Miller gets the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. She'll bring it across the time stripe. Over to Guyer. This ball is going to be knocked away, picked up by Auburn. They go underneath the Cuda off the glass. It's good. Cuda with 21 now on the afternoon unofficially. Quintero. Excuse me, that's Jalva. Jalva, guarded by Guyer. Over to Carly Crownhart. They now work it inside. Now back out to Erica Crownhart. Crownhart is going to have that one stolen by Summers. And they get it up ahead to Miller, who misses the reverse layup. And the Rams have the rebound. Jalva brings it up. She's guarded by Guyer. It'll bounce pass off the feet of Taylor and turn over back to Delta. Summers in the paint. Underneath the Guyer. Off the glass is good. Four points on the afternoon for Kayla. Miller looking for the steal. Can't get it before it goes out of bounds. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions for Delta. Looks like we're going to have a Delta Cabinet Company chime out as well by the Rams. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Delta leads here 58-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 3:53 left in the third. So Rams going to have the basketball after the timeout. But Kylie Huff is back on the floor for Delta, as is Bailey Wilson. Erica Crownhart passes it off to Taylor. They get it back to Carly Crownhart. Now Gravalda at the top. Over to Charter. They try to work it inside. Now Grijalva. Now over to Taylor. Taylor tries to dribble inside. She'll lose it. Delta comes up with it. Summers across the time stripe. Tries to thread the needle. Get it ahead to Wilson. And Bailey just can't get her hands on it before it goes out of bounds. One off of Wilson. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Rams. Tracy Pratt checks back into the game. 3:25 left in the third. Carly Crownhart over to Grijalva. Now Pratt. Over to Erica Crownhart in the left corner. Long pass, and it's going to go out of bounds again. Roaring Fork Athletic Director Krista with the nice grab there out of bounds. Turnover back to the Panthers. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Quintero will check back in. For the Rams, Avery Smith will be into the game for Roaring Fork as well. Wilson across the time stripe. picks up her dribble, gets it over to Geyer on the right side, into the free throw line and Huff underneath the summer shot, no good. Fight for the loose ball, and a top of time jump ball going to be called. Strike possession will go to Delta. Huff with the inbound. Dowdy steel machine inbound goes to Auburn, back to Huff. Kylie in the paint to Geyer. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound Rams. Quickly up ahead to Quintero. Quintero is going to get caught up in the paint by Kylie Huff. She forces the track of time jump ball, and Rams will maintain possession. Pratt looking to get it in, gets it into Quintero in the right corner. Quintero looking for a crossover, dribbles into a double team. Now back out to Charters, and she'll turn the ball over to Huff. Kylie up ahead to Wilson, who can't get the jumper from the right side to go. Rebound Rams. Errant pass, but Grijalva going to pick it up. Now she'll lose it. Geyer, one-on-one. Stops, pops, can't get it to go up the front iron. Put back after the rebound by Bailey Wilson is good. It's Bailey's first 2 points of the contest. Loose ball. Flipped up ahead by Wilson. She'll have it stolen by Quintero. And the ball will be knocked out of bounds by Delta. And there's a travel by Charters, who took the Dowdy steel machine inbound and forgot to dribble as she started to walk up the court before passing it back to Quintero, and she'll be called with the travel. Geyer now to the free throw line and Huff underneath to Summers, and it's good. Taylor Summers with six. Quintero tries to get it underneath. It's going to be knocked away by Delta. Geyer up ahead to Huff. Hooping the horn! Great ball movement by Delta. Sends Kylie Huff to the line for a Greg and Christy Stratman rematch Mountain West to free throw. Anaya Kovic checks back into the game for Delta on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. 90 seconds left here in the third. Shot not good by Huff. She fights for the rebound. This one's going to go out of bounds off of Grijalva. Delta leads 64-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Again, 1:28 left here in the third. Delta looking at a running clock here when we go to the fourth. Kohick is going to be fouled but not called. And now they're going to call a lane violation against Delta. And I was tomahawked across the chest and didn't get called. The penalty, foul was not called, and then Delta called for the lane violation. Unbelievable. Delta's going to come up with the loose ball, and now they'll call that foul. Geyer gets fouled by Grijalva. So Delta will have the ball back on their end of the court. Wilson with the Dowdy stealing machine inbound. Goes to Allberg. Allberg into the paint. Now back out. Go hit for two. No good. Rebound Summers. Gets it to go off the glass. Quintero will bring it up for the Rams. Gets it over to Grijalva. Grijalva, long skip pass to Quintero. Spots up for an in increase with three ball. No good off the front iron. Wilson comes up with the rebound. Up ahead to Kohick, and a hard foul on the other end by Quintero. Anaya to the line for two. Taco 10 is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal, Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So it looks like we're getting a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Rams. Blake missed the first, missed the second off the back iron, and the Rams have it going the other direction. It's going to be Carly Cronhart with the basketball guarded by Wilson. Long pass over to Smith. Smith back to Carly. Now to Erica Cronhart at the top. Now they dish it out to Carly. Over to Erica in the corner. Runner no good. A rebound Geyer. Kohit back on the other end on the outlet, and she'll convert. Anaya with 6 points. Carly Cronhart with 8 seconds left. Gets it over to Erica Cronhart. Erica, 3 seconds looking to drive, and travel going to be called with a single second left on the clock in this quarter. So Delta will have 1 second to do something with it here. Wilson with the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound, and Kohich just going to dribble it up to end the quarter. Delta, at the end of three, leads 68-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Finicky at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. But Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Since 1935, Dowdy Stealing Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Stealing Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Stealing Machine. And in Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So we will have a running clock here in the final stanza of play from Lloyd Fort High School. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta will have the ball to start the fourth. Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound goes to Bailey Wilson. Wilson with the basketball over to Kylie Huff. Huff back to Wilson at the top. Now a little bounce pass over to Kovic, back over to Kylie. Looked like Kylie was fouled on the shot, couldn't get it to go. Rebound to Kylie Huff, and now a Taco Time jump ball called. The Rams will have possession. Look for the backups here, non-starters, if you will, to get quite a bit of playing time here in this fourth quarter. Ball gets moved around the perimeter by the Rams. And in Creations three ball by Carly Cronhart is no good. Rams come up with the rebound and then lose the ball out of bounds. Delta will have possession. Wilson brings it up. Up ahead to Kalhick. Kalhick over to Wilson. Wilson to her right now. Into the free throw line and Brianna Huff. Over to Kylie. Kylie's going to throw it away. Carly Cronhart on the other end will be called for the travel as she loses the handle on the basketball. She's looking for the layup. 6:40 left in the game. Kylie Huff with the basketball. Huff to Wilson. Into the paint. Now to Summers back out to Kohick. Bailey Wilson just inside the arc. No good. Rebound Huff. Brianna's going to have the ball, her pocket picked, up ahead to Carly Cronhart, and out of bounds. A little too far for Carly. So Delta will give it another shot here as Wilson up across the time stripe. Over to Kylie Huff. They're working around to Kohick. Now inside to Summers. Summers back out to Wilson. Wilson now underneath. Now back out to Kylie Huff, shot no good. Rebound Summers, put back good. Taylor's got 10. Erica Crownheart inside, and then that pass from targeter Walker knocked out of bounds by Delta. So Rams will have possession. Inbound goes to Erica Crownheart. Crownheart looking to drive. Gets it underneath to Taylor. Now they kick it back out to Quintero. Quintero over to Erica Crownheart. Crownheart for an 8 increase with 3 ball. Air ball there. Summers comes up with it. Ball will be knocked out of bounds by the Rams. Rams looking at pressure now. As Delta's moving it around the perimeter. Wilson looks to drive, kicks it back out to Kohick. Now underneath, that one's going to be knocked away by the Rams. And Ringfort comes up with the steal. Quintero ahead to Erica Crownheart. Now back out to Quintero on the right side. She's at the right elbow. Quintero over to Crownheart. That's Erica in the corner. Looks to drive. She'll travel. And turn the ball over back to Delta. 4.5 left in the game. Delta leads 70-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Huff. That's Kylie. Back to Wilson. Wilson over to Kohick. Kohick dribble drives just inside of the three-point arc. Stops her dribble. Takes a shot. No good. Rebound Delta. Now it's stolen by the Rams. And Quintero will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, RE/MAX Mountain West free throws. Newer pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Quintero makes both her shots from the charity stripe. Delta leads 70-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Quintero's going to come up with a steal as Delta was trying to work it around the perimeter. Carly Crownheart shot off the mark. No good. Rebound Kylie Huff. Up ahead to Wilson. Now Kylie. Outlet to Kohick. Kohick for an 8 increase in 3 ball, and it's good. Underneath the basket to Taylor, go to Rams, and she'll convert. Delta still leads 73-15 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 3:15 left in the game. Kohick, they work it in the paint to Huff. Huff looking to drive. Foul going to be called on Quintero. 3 minutes left in the game now as the clock runs. Delta will have possession. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions coming into the game. Kayla Geyer, Braden Alburn for the Panthers. 5 team fouls for the Rams. 2 team fouls for the Panthers. Looks like the Rams going to have a substitution as well. That's Maddie Anderson checking into the game. Delta with the inbound Summers to Alburn. Alburn kicks it out to Geyer. Geyer, excuse me, that's Breezy Huff with the ball. Summers, 10-foot jumper's good. Taylor's got 12. Pass from Erica Crownheart as she brings it across the time stripe errant and out of bounds. We're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Rams. Lexi Sanchez will be in the game. So it looks like the Rams getting some of their younger players in as well. So hit. Up ahead to Geyer, back to Kohick. She spots for an 8 and creation 3 ball. Can't get it to go. Rebound Quintero. Up ahead to Sanchez. Sanchez. Now to Carly Brownhart. Underneath to Taylor. Shot no good. Rebound Geyer. Delta brings it back the other way. Kohick to Summers. Summers runs into a taco time jump ball. And it'll be Delta possession. Delta leads 75-15 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 1:50 left in the game. Inbound to Geyer. They work it underneath to Summers. Loses the handle, and Rams will have the turnover. Long pass up ahead to Carly Crownheart. She's all by herself. She'll get the easy bucket. 90 seconds left in the game. Kohick to bring it up for the Panthers. Up ahead to Geyer. Back to Kohick. Kohick looking to drive. Now kicks it out to Geyer. Skip pass over to Breezy Huff. And now underneath, Allberg going to be called for the travel. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Rams. Samira Queso back into the game. 66 seconds left in the game. Stealthily 75-17 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Queso's going to turn it over. Huff up ahead to Geyer. Kayla should have taken a dribble. She took one too many steps. Called for the travel and turns it over. Charlie Crownhart gets it up to Anderson. It's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Taylor with the ball. Gets the runner to go from about 15 feet out. 15 seconds left. As the buzzer's going to be sounded, I'm not sure why. As the scores table calls the official over. They were pre-owned. It's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy. With drop-off and pickup available, visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Geyer can't get it to go with 4 seconds left, and Delta's just going to hold the ball to run out the clock. So Delta, with another huge victory, it's 75-19. Player of the game is going to be Eric Akuta, unofficially 21 points, nine rebounds and a block this afternoon. Taylor Summers had a good game off the bench, 12 points, 4 rebounds and assists and 2 steals. Tatum Miller with 5 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds and a steal. Aubrey Frazier with 7 points, 2 rebounds and assists and 3 steals. Nia Kohick had 9 points and an assist. Kaylin Porter with an assist. Bailey Wilson with 2 points and 2 rebounds. Kayla Geyer, 4 points, 2 assists and 2 rebounds. Ellie Ames had 5 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds and a steal. Kylie Up, 5 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds and 2 steals. Brianna Huff had an assist, a rebound and a steal. Tatum Miller had 6 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds and a steal. And Braden Olberg had 4 points, 2 assists and a rebound. The girls will get a little bit of a break with a week before they start a long home stretch, starting with Moffitt County next Saturday. Once again, the final score for the girls is Delta 75, Roaring Fork 19. Stick around. My coverage of the boys taking on the Rams is coming up. Plus, I hope to talk to girls head coach Kyle Crowder here between the games. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball presented by Gary Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, smith fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gel, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. K Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Christy Stratton with Remax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Shine is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in fresh and prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Shine, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorsJump.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. So see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, band blasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails.
Mark Cano back with you here between games. I've got girls head coach Kyle Crowder. And Kyle, another big victory for your girls here tonight.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity for us to come out and try a couple of new things we're wanting to do. I think that our young girls played really well in this game. You know, our older girls, they're just, I mean, we're starting to click a little more. We're starting to kind of build some chemistry, and I feel like the momentum is definitely on our side for sure.
So getting those younger girls playing time like you did in most of the second half, I don't think the starters were out really at all for the fourth quarter. Obviously, it helps the younger kids get experience and then get some time playing, but does it hurt those starters, the main players, a lot by not having that time out there?
You know, I really wish that we could get a little bit more time with them. You know, in a game like this, we're definitely going to hold them out as much as we can because there's really no reason. But it can hurt us down the stretch. But I think right now, you know, kind of having a light week like we did, I think next week we're going to get after it. And I mean, there's going to be a lot of games they're going to have to play. You know, we're going to come up and we got three games in a week, two weeks in a row. So we're going to play six games in 14 days. So having a little bit of rest right now, I don't think is the worst thing for us. You know, having those reps, I think, is important. But, you know, we get a lot of reps in practice, and we get, you know, almost as good of a scrimmage situation when we play our first five versus our second five as we did in a game like this. So, you know, we can simulate some of that stuff, but definitely we'd like to have a few more reps. But, you know, the meat of our schedule is going to be a little bit better coming down here in the next few weeks. So they're definitely going to get a few more 4 minutes for sure.
So you've got a week off. Not necessarily off, obviously. You guys are practicing and doing what you need to prepare for the next game. But you've got a week before that next game. It's Moffitt coming up next Saturday.
Yes.
And how do you guys match up against Moffitt? Moffitt has been, the last few years, a pretty good team in our league.
Yeah. They're always a battling team. They show up, and they're going to play proud, and they're going to, you know, bring their best game. You know, as we start to progress through this season, the target on our back is getting bigger, and we know that. So if we can just continue to rise to the challenge, I don't think that there's any reason that we shouldn't be able to compete against those kind of kids. I think there's some pretty good kids on their team that we know that we're going to have to get out the shooters, and there's a couple of big girls we're going to have to battle inside. But, you know, just kind of seeing a little bit of what they look like, I think that we have a good chance, but we're going to have to go out and play well.
Who are some of the other teams in our league that are going to provide some pretty good competition for us?
You know, Grand Valley and Coleridge, I think, will both go up pretty quality teams, and I think North Fork's a decent team. So, you know, every single night, I think there's a team out there that could beat you if you don't show up ready to go. But I can say, you know, over the last 6 years coaching these girls, they show up. I mean, there's very few times we show up and don't play that well. So I think that we're going to be ready to go, and regardless of who the opponent is, if we can execute to the best of our abilities, we're going to have a good chance.
Great, thanks. Good job tonight, and good luck against Moffitt next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thanks,
Mark. Cal Crowder, head basketball coach. That interview brought to you by Modern Appliance. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. So, we will take another break, and when we come back, we'll get ready for the boys' action here at Roaring Fork High School. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Doughton Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, tower coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Doughton Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Doughton Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face lessons, facials, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Christy Stratton from Fremax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734.
Welcome back to Roaring Fork High School. As the boys get ready to tangle with the Rams, Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. The boys open league play on Tuesday with a one-point loss to Gunnison, 45-44. Tucker Johnson scored 21 points, while Brendan Bayer grabbed 11 rebounds in the narrow defeat. Speaking of narrow defeats, the Panthers are looking to make up for the one they had against Roaring Fork earlier this season. Assistant coach Matt Hamm talked about it when I talked to him at halftime of the girls' game. The Rams beat them 57-54 at our place before the holiday break. As Coach Hamm said, it's a little bit of a different team. They've got completely different starters now. So we'll see how Roaring Fork matches up this time around. The Rams lost to Basalt last night, 56-46. They are now 2-8 on the season. They're led by a junior, River Byrne, who averages almost 11 points and 4 rebounds a game. Looks like we're going to pause for the national anthem. So I talked about Junior River Byrne averaging 11 points and 4 rebounds a game for the Rams. Sophomore Noah Richardson has almost 10 points a game and 5 rebounds. So those two will lead the way for this Rams squad. We'll take a look at the lineups now for both teams. Sponsored by Hellman Motor Company, new or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. The non-starters for Delta, number 1, Junior Joe Grisales, number 4, Junior Connor Workman, number 11, Senior Diego Gutierrez, number 12, sophomore Ryland Bynum, number 21, senior Brendan Baer, and number 33, senior Hunter Goff. The starters for the Panthers, number 2, senior Johnny Gossin, number 5, junior Braden Sprout, number 10, sophomore Landon Clay, number 15, sophomore Tucker Johnson, and number 22, junior Easton Baer. The non-starters for the Rams, number 2, junior Eddie Hernandez, number 11, senior Blake Thomas, number 14, junior Elliot Caballera, number 20, senior Zay Pina, number 24, junior Ryan Matheny, and number 30, junior Gabe Sersen. Starters for Roaring Fork will be number 1, junior River Byrne, number 5, sophomore Noel Richardson, number 12, senior Mason Smith, number 13, senior Aaron Varela, and number 33, senior TJ Matheny. So we'll get ready for the Taco Time jump ball here. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant. Specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. It's going to be Easton Baer. And I believe this is TJ Massini with the jump for Roaring Fork. So waiting on the officials here. They're looking for a good game ball, it looks like. Looks like they are satisfied with the one they have found. So Delta will be moving right to left, wearing their green road uniforms with the black trim, black numbers outlined by white. Roaring Fork left to right, white uniforms. Blue trim, blue numbers, gold lettering over the top of the numbers in front. So waiting for the scoreboard operator to figure out the scoreboard a little bit here as the clock is showing zeros out there. So we'll wait and see if they can get that figured out. Looks like they've got it. Looks like we're ready to go here. And there's the Taco Time tip. Delta's going to control it. Goes to Gossin, who gets the quick, easy lay-in, and Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Roaring Fork going to work it around the perimeter. Now Varela going to drive, runs into Easton Baer, shots good off the glass. And the score tied at 2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Air ball for Ann Creations 3 by Sprout on the right corner and a rebound for the Rams. Going back the other way, and they will turn the ball over after a travel. Looks like we're going to change out game balls here. Chatham Steel Machine inbound goes to Clay. Logan tries to get it inside. Going to turn the ball over to Matheny. And now Byrne up ahead to Smith. And looks like Delta going to be called for the kick. Roaring Fork maintains possession. Score tied at 2 here. 7:16 left in the first. Inbound's going to go to Richardson. Richardson guarded very closely by Sprout. Inside to Matheny. Now over to Varela. Varela, a little lob pass out to Byrne. Now over to Richardson, back to Byrne. Steal made by Clay. Back on the other end. Tucker Johnson inside, can't get it to go from underneath. Rebound Mason Smith for the Rams. Smith will bring it across the time stripe. Over to Richardson. Richardson bounce pass to Smith in the lane. Outlet to Varela. Varela for an 8-in Grayson's three ball, and it goes. And the Rams have taken the lead 5-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. They'll pass across the time strike. This ball's going to be knocked away by Smith. Picked up by Richardson. Richardson. And no basket called. They're going to say it was a foul on Gossin. So that'll be Johnny G's first team foul on the Panthers. Inbound goes to Richardson. A&M Creations three ball from the top of the key. No good. Rebound Smith. He's going to rocket this one over to Byrne. Byrne, as they try to work it inside, and Easton Bear will come up with the steal. Some pressure on Clay as he's trying to get it across mid-court. He does. Over to Sprout in the right corner. Now back to Clay. About to Sprout. Now Johnson in the paint. Short jumper, no good off the front. Iron and rebound Rams. So now it looks like Roingfort going to slow it down just a smidge. Varela will be fouled by Sprout. Braden, not sure what he did, but Delta with his second team foul now. Looks like we're going to go an inbound back to Smith from Richardson. Shot no good. Rebound Johnson. Gossin with a 50 spin move in the lane. Now Sprout from the right side gets it into the paint. Now underneath to Bear. Bear trying to back his way in. High off the glass. Can't get it to go. Can't get the rebound either, and Rams will be back to the other direction. Byrne will have his pocket picked by Tucker J. Johnson in the paint, in the lane. Runner good. 5-4 advantage for the Rams. 5-10 left in the first. Varela back to Davis, Smith. Shot no good. Rebound Johnson. And now stolen by Smith, and he'll be fouled. I believe that one's going to be called on Tucker. And they're going to say it was in the act of shooting. Smith will go to the line for Greg and Christy Stratman. Remax Mountain West free throw. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734, 970-216-0274. Smith missed them both. Hustles to get his rebound. Johnson kind of let up there and allowed Smith to get it. Loose ball. Rams going to get it back. Byrne from the right corner. A&M Creations three ball. No good. Rebound by Matheny. Shot no good. Rebound Clay. Gustine from the right, left elbow over to Clay at the top. Clay starts to work it into Johnson and a turnover. Smith slowing it down, calling out a play for the Rams. Over to Byrne on the right side, back to Smith at the top. Over to Richardson. Richardson, some good defense by Delta. As Smith gets into the lane, now kicks it out to Byrne. Byrne, turnaround jumper in the lane, no good. He'll get the rebound. Over to Varela. Varela spots up for an A&M Creations three ball. It's not good. Tucker Johnson comes away with the rebound. That's Tucker J's third rebound of the game. Gossin over to Clay. They work it around to Sprout in the right corner. Sprout inside to Johnson. Back to Sprouty. A&M Creations three ball. No good. But he's going to go to the line for three. Count them three. Greg and Christy Stratman. Remax Mountain West free throws. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. But the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So the first one from Braden is good. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today at 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Braden missed the third, but they're going to say there was a lane violation by the Rams, and he will get another shot. Brendan Baer substituted in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. So Sprout makes all three, and the score's tied at 6. Actually, Delta leads 7-5. Richardson on the left elbow, guarded by Sprouty. Over to Byrne in the left corner, back out to Richardson. Richardson to Varela at the top, looks to drive, little crossover, runs into Matheny, shot no good. Rebound, Brendan Baer. Justine for an A&M creation, three ball, bucket! Johnny G with 5 points on the afternoon, and Delta with a 5-point advantage, 10-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 3:15 left in the first. Varela back out to Richardson. Richardson over to Byrne in the right corner. Double teamed by Baer and Gossine. Tries to go baseline. Matheny in the paint. Now back out to Richardson. And in creation, three ball from the top. No good. Gets his own rebound. Second shot, no good. Rebound, Easton Baer. Looks like Delta going with their bigger lineup as Gossine picks up that errant pass. Shot's no good. Rebound by Brendan Baer. And Brendan is hacked as he goes for the shot. He'll go to the line for two. Braden Christie Stratton and Rumac Mountain West free throws. I was saying Delta going with their bigger lineup. I take that back. It's just Brendan and Easton Baer that are in there. Their bigger lineup actually includes Tucker Johnson, who's on the bench right now. Brendan misses the first. .248 left here in the first quarter. Delta with a 10-5 advantage as Brendan misses them both, and the Rams have the rebound. Varela with the basketball. Little stutter step. Has to work it in. He'll be called for the travel. Turn the ball back over to Delta. It'll be Gossine with the down ceiling machine inbound to Clay. Clay across midcourt. Clay to Gossine. Stops, pops, and increases three ball. It's good. Same place he drained the last one from. And it's Delta Cabinet Company timeout. It's going to be called by Jason Creeling and the Roaring Fork Rams. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. 2.5 left here in the first. Delta leads 13-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Richardson with the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. It goes to Byrne. Byrne brings it across the timeside. Over to Varela on the left side. Varela long pass to Richardson back at the top. Now back to Varela. Thought about an A&M creation's three ball. Loses the handle. Gets it to Richardson, though. Richardson into the right corner and Byrne. Byrne inside the arc. Now over to Richardson at the top. Back to Byrne on the right elbow. A&M creation's three ball gets the shooter's roll. It's good. So with 2 minutes left, Delta with a 5-point advantage, 13-8. A little more pressure now from the Rams as Delta gets across the time stripe. Sprout from the right corner in the paint. Tries to get it underneath to Brendan Baer, and that one's going to be stolen. Sprout was a little off balance trying to make that pass, and I think the ball got away from him a little bit. As Varela is going to be called for the travel as he's trying to drive the lane. Just took one too many steps. And he'll turn the ball back over to the Panthers. Clay ahead to Gossine, into the paint, and Baer. Baer back out to Gossine. Now Gossine going to drive over to Clay. A&M creation's three ball, rattles in and out, no good. And a foul going to be called on Brendan Baer, it looks like, as he was fighting for that rebound. It'll be the fourth team foul on the Panthers. Rams have two. Byrne will bring it up for the Rams. Byrne over to Richardson on the left elbow. Richardson to Eddie Hernandez on the right side. Hernandez dishes to Byrne. Byrne kicks it out to Richardson. A&M faces three ball good. And the Rams back within two now. It's 13-11 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay with the basketball. Clay over to Gustine. Gustine to Hunter Goff in the right corner. Now they try to get it in the lane to Brendan Bear. Now back out to Goff. Loose ball. Rams end up with it. It's going to be Richardson up ahead to Hernandez, who can't convert on the other end. Rebound Delta, and that pass got away from Johnny G in the out-of-bounds. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions. As it looks like the Rams are going to go wholesale, as Delta will only spin back in Tucker Johnson. Mason Smith's back into the game for the Rams. He'll bring it across the time stripe. He's going to look to weave his way around. Gets it up to Byrne at the top. Kicks it out to Hernandez. Hernandez back to Smith at the top. Now over to Ryan Messini. And in Jason Screwball, and the Rams have retaken the lead 14-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Gossine gets it in the paint to Brendan Bear, and it's going to go out of bounds off the Rams. Connor Workman checks into the game for Delta on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Looks like Delta's going to stack it here for the Downey Steel and Machine inbound. It's going to go to Easton Bear in the left corner. Almost had that pass knocked away. A little fancy maneuvering and dribbling by Gossine as he goes around the back. He'll be fouled as he's looking to drive. Delta's going to have possession of the basketball. It's going to go to Bear. Easton turnaround jumper in the paint, no good. Hernandez comes up with the rebound and slams on the brakes. Brendan Bear is going to crash into him. And Brendan will sub out. I think that's his either second or third foul. Hunter Goff back into the game for the Panthers on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Smith lets the ball bounce. 9 seconds left in the first. Hernandez over to Byrne in the right corner. Back to Hernandez. Smith going to pick up the loose ball. 2 seconds underneath Messini. Shot no good. And out of bounds. And that's how the first quarter is going to end. Roaring Fork with a one-point advantage, 14-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So getting ready to start the second quarter of action, the Rams lead 14-13. Delta's had as much as a seven-point advantage in this game, and some good defense by the Rams have gotten them the lead back. Rams will have possession to start the second quarter. Smith with the ball. Smith over to Hernandez. Hernandez with the ball fake. He's going to get called for the travel, though. Turn the ball back over to Delta. Delta with 5 team fouls. The Rams with 3. Just underway here in the second. Johnson at the top. Over to Sprout. Gustine on the right elbow. Long pass to Clay. Clay looking to dribble drive. Back out to Sprouty on the right side. Saves it from going out of bounds to Gustine. Gustine, dribble drive. Jump stop. Man's been fouled. Loose ball. And out of bounds off the Delta. Rams with the basketball. Bird on the right elbow. Over to Smith. Smith on the left elbow. Smith going to drive. Gets into the paint. Kicks it back out to Burn. Burn inside to Tina. Tina back out to Smith at the top. Smith spots up for an A&M Creations three ball. No good. Rebound by Houston Bear. Up ahead to Sprout. Sprout tries to pass. Going to have that one knocked away. Turnover back to the Rams. Roaring Fork with the basketball now. Smith up ahead to Burn. A&M Creations three ball is no good. Rebound Tina. And they're going to call a foul on the floor. I think that one's going to be on Tucker Johnson. It's going to be his second or third, I believe. Hernandez with the Dowdy Steering Machine inbound for the Rams. Lob pass to Smith. Back around to Richardson. Richardson steps inside the arc. Pops, no good. Rebound Johnny G. Gustine will bring it across the time stride of himself. Over to Clay. Back to Gustine. Gustine. Sprout on the right side. Back to Gustine. Sprout right side. Sprout looking. Bounce pass to Gustine. They work it in the paint to Johnson. Tucker Jake. Outlet to Sprout. And in Creations three ball. No good. Rebound Rams. Smith across the time stride for Roaring Fork. Smith. Left elbow. Over to Hernandez, A&M Creations three ball, no good. Rebound Clay. Gustine now underneath to Bear. Easton will be fouled. Shot no good. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Tylen Bynum checks into the game for Delta. Rylan, a 6-foot sophomore. A&M Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 best all-around restaurants. Great steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Easton made the first, can't get the second. Tucker J. fighting for the rebound, but it's going to go out of bounds off the Rams. Johnson with the inbound. It's going to go to Clay on the right elbow. He looks to dribble. Baseline. Johnson shot no good, and they're going to call Bynum with the foul. That'll be Ryland's first. Score tied at 14 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. 5:57 left in the half. It's going to be 1-1 as the Rams in the bonus now. Aaron Varela to the line. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So Varela, some discussion with the officials now. Varela made the... they're going to call a technical foul on Delta. I'm not sure who this was on, and Coach Rob Ames looking for some explanation here. As Varela's first shot was good, he made the Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throw, but they're going to back both teams out of the lane. And somebody had to have been called for a technical foul here. I'm not entirely sure what this is about. And Varela will make the second free throw. That was odd. I've never seen that before. Regardless, Rams are up by 2-16-14. Tucker J. Fernandez in creation three ball from the right corner. Buckets. Tucker with five on the afternoon. Delta back ahead by 1-17-16 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Smith, right elbow, looking to answer. A&M Creations three ball. Air ball out of bounds. And Delta will have possession. Clay to Bynum. Bynum tries to get it back to Clay. Smith's going to be called for kicking. Bynum's going to inbound into the backcourt to Clay. Back to Bynum. Bynum dribbles to his left. Left corner, looking. Bounce pass to Bear. Easton to Johnson. Tucker for an 8-inch three ball. No good off the front iron. Rebound Rand. Jump ball called for his Sprout. Fighting for it. Tucker time jump ball. And it looks like the Rams will have possession. Richardson left to bring it across the time stripe for the Rams. Into Matheny, back out to Richardson, back into Matheny, turnaround jumper from about 12 feet, no good, rebound Smith in traffic, gets it back out to Varela at the top, over to Richardson on the left side. Richardson dribbles, loses the handle, loose ball, and Clay's going to come up with it. And it looks like Ryan Matheny will be called for the foul. 16 fouls for the Rams, now Delta with 7. One more foul for the Rams. Both will be in the bonus. Clay to Johnson on the right corner, back to Clay. Clay looking to drive, gets it underneath, tries to get it underneath to Easton Bear, and ball knocked away, recovered by the Rams. Smith inside to TJ Matheny, looking to get a shot off, no foul call, he's going to lose the ball. Bullet pass from Sprout, trying to get to Easton Bear underneath the basket, and it's just a little too much juice, and it looks like Delta going to go to a one-two-one press here. And Matheny up to Hernandez, over to Varela in the left corner. Aiden and Grayson's three ball, no good. Save made by Byrne. Shot by Smith, no good. Clay going to bring it back and then slams on the break. Kicks it out to Bynum. Over to Clay on the left elbow. Back to Bynum. 4 minutes left here in the half. Sprout out of the right corner to Bynum. Bynum to Clay. Clay to Bear. Easton tries to pass to Sprout, and it's going to be picked off by Hernandez. Hernandez up ahead to Varela on the right elbow. Has it knocked away. Loose ball, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Varela as Johnson able to tap it off of Varela at the last second. Brendan Bear will check in for his cousin Easton with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. 3:40 left in the half. Delta leads 17-16. They try to work it in the paint to Johnson. They get it back out to Sprout. Now Clay. Now Tucker J. Tucker. Back out to Clay, around to Bynum. Ahead in creation, three ball from the right side by Ryland. Shot no good. Rebound by Brendan Bear. Put back no good, and Brendan's going to the line for two. That'll be two. Greg and Christy Stratton in Remax Mountain West free throws. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Brendan gets his first point of the game and puts Delta up by two. Delta up by three now. 19-16 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Hernandez up ahead to TJ Matheny, who gets it to go off the glass and bring his team back within one. A little more than 3 minutes left here in the half. Johnson to Bynum. Bynum dribbles to his right. Long skip pass to Sprout. Sprout tries to save it. Gets it to Bear. Brendan can't corral it, and it's going to go out of bounds off the Delta. Hunter Goff checks into the game on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Daddy Steel Machine inbound by the Rams goes to Smith. Smith gets it inside to TJ Matheny. Now Hernandez. Hernandez called for the travel. Slid his feet. 2:50 left in the half. Delta leads by 1-19-18 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Dish to Sprout. Sprout underneath to Hunter Goff. Goff off the glass. It's good. Hunter's first 2 points of the basketball game. Smith looking to go coast to coast is going to pass it off of a Delta Panther and out of bounds. Lob pass to Byrne at the top of the key on the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Drives the lane, and he'll have the hoop in the arm. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. You can get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Shot no good off the front of the rim, and Delta will have the rebound. Play as it poked away and out of bounds. Delta maintains possession. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution by Delta as Gossian sets back into the game. Tucker Johnson attempts to get the inbound to Goff, and then he attempts to get it back to Tucker J, and Tucker's shoved down. He'll go to the line first. 1-1 is both teams in the bonus now. It'll be a Grand Mesa, it'll be a Greg and Christy Stratman Remax Mountain West free throw for Johnson. Tucker gets the front end. Gets the back end as well. Tucker's got 7 points on the day now. Delta's got a 4-point advantage with 2:20 left in the half. A Smith with a nifty spin move into the lane, and he'll convert. Delta up by 3:20, make it 1. 23-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Now back up by 4 as Tucker J drains the 3-ball. Byrne puts up a wild 2 just inside the arc, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line for 2. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. First one's good. Here comes the second. It's also good. T.J. Matheny goes flying. And it's a 2-point advantage for Delta, 1:50 left in the half. Clay rifles it ahead to Workman, and Workman can't corral it. It's going to go out of bounds. I think Clay made a mistake as he came across the mid-court line, picking up his dribble, and he paid for it there. Smith kicks it out to Hernandez. Hernandez back to Byrne at the top. And in creation's 3-ball's good, and the Rams once again have the lead. It's 27-26 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, less than 90 seconds and a half. They work it to Goff in the left corner, back to Gossine. Gossine looking to split the double team, gets it over to Goff. Goff, a ball fake, drives baseline and gets the lay-in to go. Nifty finger roll by Hunter. Smith over to Hernandez for the Rams. This ball's going to be knocked away. Loose ball. Connor Workman comes up with it. He is fouled by Varela, and Workman to the line for 1-1. Connor taking his time. Can't get the front end. And Matheny and a foul going to be called on Goff as he was fighting for the rebound. And now we'll go back down to the other end. This might be 2, as I think that the Rams might be in the double now. They are indeed. Matheny to the line. Matheny makes his first. Greg and Christy Stratman rematch Mountain West free throw. Ties the score at 28 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 62 seconds left in the half. And Roaring Fork has retaken the lead. Then makes a noticeable substitution for the Rams as Zepina checks back in. Delta has possession. Clay gets the Daddy Steel Machine inbound, brings it across midcourt, into the right side, over to the workman in the right corner. Now Clay's going to have it tipped away. Johnson is going to be tackled from behind by Smith as the ball rolls out of bounds. And I think Tucker Jay's going to the line for two Greg and Christy Stratman free throws. As Delta now in the double bonus, Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0279. Tucker missed the first, made the second. Johnson with 11 points on the afternoon, 40 seconds left. And a travel called on Byrne as he was tried for the 10-point jumper in the lane. Delta leads 30-29 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay just getting across the time stripe as Goff's shot is blocked. He got it back and made the second one. Hunter with 6 points. Delta with a 32-29 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Smith kicks it out to Byrne. Byrne trying to get around Gossine, and Byrne's going to step out of bounds. Roaring Fork wanted a push call on Johnny G. Didn't get it. With 15 seconds left, Gossine to Workman in the right corner. Over to Clay. A&M Creations three ball. No good. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be the Rams basketball, 7 seconds left in the half. Delta with a 4-point advantage, make it 3-point advantage. It's 32-29 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Byrne, 5 seconds, Byrne. Blitz the defenders, finger roll, no good, and he will travel at the buzzer. And the first half ends with Delta leading 32-29 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So we'll take a break and we'll come back with Panthers Pride. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
A&M Creations on Main in Delta. Go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Jay is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Jay, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorJoe.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 70 years. So see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, band blasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face lasting, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Gary Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Gary Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Welcome back to Halftime here. Mark Canner along with you at Roaring Fork High School. Delta leads 32-29 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Take a look at Panther Fried now, brought to you by Delta Ace Hardware. Where? Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware is your one shop. A one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So, wrestling team picked up a 45-33 dual victory over Palisade on Thursday. At 126, Kyle Chathan scored a pinfall victory. At 145, Timmy Horn picked up a first-round pinfall victory in less than a minute. 152, Royce Burrios picked up an 8-2 victory. And at 285, Trenton Sandoval had a pinfall victory. Palisade did suffer quite a few forfeit losses due to COVID. Wrestling is in rifle for a duel today. Hopefully have those results for you when I'm back on the air on Tuesday. So, that's Panther Pride for this afternoon. We'll take another break. And when we come back, the second half of this basketball game, once again at halftime, Delta leads 32-29 with Sunflower Room scoreboard. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Christy Stratton, 3MAX Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creation Con Menus in Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Delta Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Shine is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared, home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Shine, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorsShow.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
Mark Canner back with you at Roaring Forest High School, getting ready to start the second half of play. Delta leads 32-29 on the Centerfire Room scoreboard. Taking a look at some first half stats. Johnny Gossine had 8 points and a rebound, but Tucker Johnson led the way, 11 points, 3 rebounds and a steal. Hunter Goss had 6 points in the first half. Brendan Bear with a couple points and a couple rebounds. Easton Bear with a point, had that one free throw. He had 2 rebounds and a steal. Braden Sprout had 3 points and an assist. Landon Clay had a couple rebounds and a steal. And that was how Delta got to a 32-29 lead here at halftime. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So I believe the Panthers will have the ball first to start the second half as they controlled the tip. So Delta will indeed, looks like the starters will be back on the court for Delta. Sprout, Johnson, Easton, Bear, Gossine, and Clay. As it looks like they were cleaning up something on the court, and that job is done. Gossine on the right elbow, over to Sprout in the right corner. Sprout drives to the lane. They get it over to Johnson. Now a wild pass to Bear. Easton drives the lane. Can't make it go. Gets the rebound. Turnaround jumper. No good on the putback. And Hernandez will carry. Cazzarella will carry as he brings it across the time stripe and turn the ball over to Delta. Looks like the starters for the Rams are back on the court as well. Gossine over to Clay. Clay back to Gossine on the left side. Long 8 and creation. Three ball high off the glass is good. To Johnny D with 10. Richardson to Byrne. Byrne at the top of the key back to Richardson on the left side. Richardson behind the back. Kicks it over to Byrne in the left corner. Byrne out of bounds on the end line, and turnover back to Delta. Delta with a 35-29 lead right now on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 7:07 left in the third. Gossine over to Bear on the left corner. To Tucker J in the paint. Off the glass is good. Smith looking to answer for the Rams. Gets it out to Byrne. Now Varela at the top. Varela over to Smith on the right side. Smith to Richardson at the top and saves it from an over and back. Varela now on the left elbow. Gets it over to Richardson. Richardson now looking to drive over to Varela in the left corner. Back to Richardson. Richardson tries to get it inside to Matheny. Ball ends up to Smith, almost throws it away, but gets it to Byrne on the right corner. Back inside to Smith. Shot no good. Rebound Clay. Back on the other end as Belt is moving left to right now. Dustin from the right corner tries to get it inside the paint to Johnson. Instead throws it away. Varela comes up with it. Varela in the paint. Gets it to ring around the rim and fall. Kiss the glass on that one. And Delta with a 6-point advantage, 37-31 in the Sun Flower Room scoreboard. Clay with the 12-foot jumper. It's good. Delta will take a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Delta Cabinet Company, the cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So with that bucket, Brandon Clay scores his first 2 points of the game. Delta leads 39-31 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 5:49 left in the third quarter. It'll be Rain's ball. As it looks like Richardson will have the Dowdy Sealing Machine inbound to Smith. Smith over to Richardson. Richardson back to Smith. Smith in the lane. Splits the defenders and lays it in. Delta leads 39-33 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay in traffic trying to get out of a double team. Looking. Gets it over to Gustin. They wanted a double dribble. Didn't get it. And Sprout from the right corner for three. Smith. Work it into Messini. Messini turns, drives, baseline, travels. And Delta will have the ball. 5:11 left in the third. Clay to bring it up for the Panthers. Clay, bounce pass to Johnson at the top. Johnson trying to swing it over to Sprout. Has it knocked away, but gets it back. Gossin from the left side now into the left corner. Over to Bear. Easton inside the arc. Back out to Gossin. And in creation's three ball. No good. Gets his own rebound now in the lane. Tries to get it underneath to Easton. Bear can't save it from going out of bounds. And it's a turnover to the Rams. Byrne back to Smith, who will bring it across the time stripe. Smith looking to drive. Kicks it over to Byrne, right corner, and in creation's three ball. No good. Rebound Sprout. Up ahead to Gossin. Gossin to Clay on the left side. Clay back to Gossin. Gossin, left elbow over to Sprout. From the left side, and in creation's three ball. No good. Gossin will get the rebound at the top of the key. Drives the lane. Shot no good. Bear gets the rebound. Put back no good, but Easton's going to the line for two. It'll be a couple of again, Christy Stratton and Mountain, Rocky Mountain West free throws. For the big man, Easton Bear. Taco Times, a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main and Delta. So Easton can't get the first. And won't get the second either. Rebound by Tina, who's come into the game on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Lello with the basketball. Going to nearly pass it away. It's recovered by Ryan Messini. Now they pass it away, and Easton Bear pushes it up the court to nobody, and the Rams going to recover the loose ball. Varela stops, pops, will be fouled. Varela to the line for two. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. First one from Varela is off the back iron. He'll look to make amends for that one with his second Greg and Christy Stratman Remax Mountain West free throw. Brendan Baer and Rylan Bynum check back into the game for Delta on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Varela, same result as the first. And Delta maintains a 42-33 advantage on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 3:40 left in the third. This one's going to go off of the Ram and out of bounds as Delta was trying to, as Sprout was trying to work it inside. Johnson to Sprout, A&M Creations. Three ball, no good from the right side. That was a wide open look for Sprouty, and it just rattled out. Back on the defensive end, trying to knock the ball away from Varela. They work it inside to Hernandez, who's driving baseline, and he'll travel. Turnover back to Delta. 3:20 left in the third, up ahead to Bynum. Bynum picks up his dribble. He'll throw it away, trying to get it to Tucker J. And Johnson going to be called for a foul. Burns with the basketball over to Ryan Matheny. They try to work it in the paint. Loose ball. And Landon Clay comes up with it. He's going to kick it out of bounds. He went to dribble and hit it with his leg, and Coach Rob Ames pleading his case that it actually went off a throwing fork ram, but that isn't the case. They go inbound to the right corner, now underneath the Pina. Now they try to get it to Ryan Matheny, and Rylan Bynum was looking for the steal. They're going to call him for the travel. And Bynum came up with the ball, but Burns, left elbow, guarded very closely by Sprout. And they're going to say Braden kicked the ball. Is that what I'm seeing? Oh, they're going to say blocked him with the knee. So foul on Braden. Inbound to Hernandez, back to Burns, left side. Looks to drive baseline, and a steal by Clay. And a foul going to be called on Byrne as Clay's trying to get it across the time stripe. Delta will have possession. 2:50 left in the third. 42-33 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay with the basketball. Underneath the basket to Baer. Brendan off the glass. It's good. Burn back the other way for the Rams. Hernandez was cutting to the basket, and Burns asked behind him. Another turnover for Roaring Fork. Like we're going to get a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Richardson is back into the game for the Rams. Clay up ahead to Bynum. Bynum on the left side. He's going to be fouled by Ryan Matheny. That'll be the third team foul for the Rams. Delta's got three as well. Delta with the Dats stealing machine inbound. It's going to go into the backcourt. Clay. Lando back to Ryland. Bynum looks to split the defenders to sit over to Johnson. Tucker J to Sprout. Sprout has the ball knocked away. He's looking for a foul. Nothing called. Varela to Hernandez. Hernandez over to Ryan Matheny. Matheny. To Hernandez, that's Varela, Varela lob pass to Richardson. Richardson, 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Delta ball. T.J. Matheny back into the game on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Clay will bring it up. Clay at the top of the key, picks up his dribble again. Brendan Baer tried to drive, and Clay passed behind him. Need a little more communication out there if you're the Panthers. 1:40 left in the third. Delta leads by 11, 44-33 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Hernandez to Varela. Over to Matheny. TJ to Richardson. Richardson looking to drive. Gives it up to Bear. Brendan up ahead to Workman. Connor can't get the finger roll. And I think they're going to get Brendan Bear for the foul. Looks like we're going to have another Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. It's Hunter Goffman for Tucker Johnson. Rams with the ball, and the Dowdy stealing machine inbound. It goes to Richardson. He'll be up across the time stripe. He's going to get the screen. Stops, pops, and in creation. Three ball is good. 68 seconds left in the quarter. Delta leads 44-36 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bynum with the basketball. Skip pass to Workman. They try to work it inside to a cutting Brendan Bear, and it's knocked out of bounds. Delta maintains possession. River Byrne back into the game for the Panthers, or for the Rams, excuse me, as Easton Bear back in for the Panthers on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Lob inbound to Easton. Easton gets the tip bucket. 3 points for Easton Bear on the afternoon. 45 seconds left in the quarter. Richardson to Matheny. Over to Varela. Varela dribbles into a double team. Kicks it back out to Matheny. Matheny to Byrne at the top of the key. And in creation, three ball no good. Loose ball. Bodies are flying. And it's going to be Delta basketball. Foul going to be called on the Rams. Both teams with 14 fouls now. 10-point advantage for Delta with 27 seconds left in the quarter. Long pass to Goff in the left corner. It's knocked away, and Roaringfort comes up with a loose ball. Varela is going to be called with a carry. And turn over back to Delta. Workman working it inside to Bear. Bear tries to get it to Goff, but it's knocked away by Varela and out of bounds. 6 seconds left in the third. Inbound to Clay. Bear, long pass to Bynum. Bynum going to drive. Falling away. Fallaway jumper no good. And Delta will go into the final stanza with a 46-36 lead here in Roaring Fork on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1919. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So the Rams will have the ball to start the, make it Delta will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. 10-point advantage, 46-36 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Workman with the Dowdy stealing machine inbound. Goes to Clay. Clay, Workman, Goff, Easton Bear, and Ryland Bynum on the court for the Panthers. Bynum with the ball. Bynum to Goff. Back to Bynum. Bynum on the left side. Tight defense by the Rams. Clay over to Workman. They work it inside to Easton. Easton underneath to Goff. And Hunter has his 8th point of the game. TJ Matheny working on Workman. Matheny picks up his dribble to Varela. Now Byrne. Byrne working inside to Pina. And a foul called on Easton Bear. So the Rams to inbound. They need an inbounder. It's going to be Richardson with the WCM machine inbound. Lob inbound to Burn. Now he works it over to Varela. Varela trying to get it inside, and a travel called on Varela. Varela's not having a good day today. Every time he gets the ball down on his end of the court, he turns it over. Clay bringing it across the time stripe for Delta. Clay stops, kicks it out to Workman. Tried to get the long pass to Goff. They bounce it out to Bynum. Bynum drives baseline. Foul going to be called on Varela. So five team fouls apiece for the Panthers and the Rams. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution is Ryan Matheny back into the game for the Rams. Clay with the basketball. Clay dishes to Bynum. Bynum dribbles to his left, gets it over to Workman. Workman to Bynum. Bynum stops, pops, and increases. Three ball rattles home. Ryan's first 3 points for the basketball contest. Richardson over to Burn. Burn back to Richardson. Richardson looking to drive. Crossover now over to Ryan Matheny. They try to work it in the paint, and a foul is going to be called. Didn't quite see who that was called on. As Johnny G will be back into the game, as will Mason Smith for the Rams. Rand Mason, Motorsports substitution. Inbound goes to Byrne on the left elbow. Over to Richardson in the left quarter. He'll dribble out. Steps inside the arc from the right elbow shot. No good. Rebound by them. Delta gets it across the time stripe. Gustine with the basketball. Over to Bynum. Long skip pass to Workman, and then a touch pass inside the Bear, and he's fouled. 16 fouls apiece for the Rams and the Panthers. Next foul, the team will be in the bonus. Workman, they work it inside to Bynum. Turnaround jumper from 5 feet, no good. A little too heavy on the hand. Workman going to be called for the foul as the Rams got the rebound. Mason to the line for 1-1. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your projects done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So the front end for Smith is converted. He gets the back end as well. 51-38 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6 minutes left in the game. Gustine with the basketball for the Panthers. Long pass to Bear. Now back to Bynum. Now this one's going to be knocked away by Smith. Gustine tracks it down in the backcourt. Overhand pass. They try to go underneath to Bear. Bear finally tracks it down in the right corner. He'll dribble it off his foot and out of bounds. So turnover back to the Rams. Like Hunter Goff back into the game on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers. Byrne brings it up, goes over to Ryan Matheny in the right corner. Now Smith, they work it around to Richardson on the elbow. Now T.J. Matheny inside. And a travel going to be called on Matheny as he's trying to back his way in. Bynum with the basketball for the Panthers. Ryland over to Gustine. Gustine to Bear, who is hammered as he attempted to go up for the shot. He'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. And in creations on Main and Delta, go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurants, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they are making dining experiences. So Easton brings them both. Fernandez back in for the Rams on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Smith across the time stripe for the Rams. Tries to get it into Messini. Ball's knocked away. Saved by Smith. Burn. And they're going to say he stepped on the line out of bounds. Turn over to the Panthers. 5:10 left in the game. Delta leads 53-38 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Some pressure coming now from the Rams, and it scared Justine a little bit. He took too many steps and turns the ball over on the travel. Turn. Tries to work it inside to Messini. Turnaround jumper. No good, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Lob inbound to Hernandez. A&M creations three ball. No good off the front iron. Rebound by Easton Bear. Easton's fifth rebound unofficially. Bynum tries to get it to Bear. Instead turns it over. And then back the other way. Tucker Johnson comes up with the steal. And Delta's got the ball. Goff in the left corner. Double team on Gossin. They try to work it underneath to Goff. Hunter with his 10th point of the game. Assist from the Easton Bear. And the Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by the Rams. 4:16 left in the game. Delta leads 53-40 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. So each team with 17 fouls. .416 left in the game. Delta leads 55-38. Roaring fourth with the basketball. Dowdy stealing machine inbound goes to Smith. Smith to Messini. Now to a driving Ryan Messini shot. No good in the lane, and the rebound by Easton Bear. Outlet to Gossin. Gossin gets it across the time stripe over to Ryland Bynum. Pressure coming from the Rams. Goff, right elbow, gets it to Bynum at the top. Bynum dribbles into a double team as it knocks away and then gets it back to Gossin. Gossin to Easton Bear underneath to Goff. Goff will be fouled and goes to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton in Remax Mountain West free throws. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails. Plus body and face wax and facials, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Goff made the first, missed the second. Rebound, Brendan Bear. Brendan can't get the putback, and a foul going to be called on Brendan. So both teams in the bonus now, so it'll be 1-1 for the Rams. Ryan Messini to the line. Delta Panthers basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Matheny missed his second one after making the first. Ball bounces away from everybody and out of bounds off the Rams. Looks like we're going to get a little pressure now from the Rams. Smith trying to come up and break up the Panthers getting it across the time stripe. They do not. They work it into the left corner. Clay at the top of the key. Clay looking to drive. Now underneath to Sprout. Sprout gets the bucket. Sprouty with eight now on the afternoon. Smith takes the pass. Now directs traffic. Now gets Richardson. Richardson over to Ryan Matheny inside to TJ. TJ almost has it knocked away and then does, and they're going to call a foul. This one, I think, coming on Braden Sprout and the Rams to the line for 1-1. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So T.J. Matheny makes his first Greg and Christie Stratton and Renas Mountain West free throw. Can't get the shooter's roll. Taco time jump ball called on that second free throw, and Delta will have possession. Delta Cabinet Company timeout for the Panthers. 3:02 left here in the game. Delta leads 58-40 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So Delta with their biggest lead of the game. This is 18. So looking ahead for the Panthers, the boys have their next game on Tuesday at Aspen. Coach Matt Hamm alluded to that when I spoke with him earlier this afternoon. Aspen on a school night, not ideal, but it's a 6 o'clock tip, so hopefully everybody can get home and in bed at a reasonable hour. Delta with the ball. And Gustine with the Dowdy Shield Machine inbound. So work it up the court. Gets it across half court. Gustine to Johnson. Tucker J at the top over to Clay. Clay with a head fake. Gets inside the arc. Clay trying to spin out of a double team. Gets it underneath the Sprout. Shot no good. Rebound Smith. And the Rams back the other way. Smith with a circus shot and it falls. And that's going to be a foul by Mason Smith as he plowed into Landon Clay on the inbound, and Lando will go to the line for 1-1. So both teams with 9 team fouls now, so the next run will put the other team in a double bonus situation. Lando can't get the front end, and he'll foul going for the rebound. So that'll put Noel Richardson to the line for 2 in the double bonus situation. Delta leads 58-42, 2:37 left in the game on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Richardson brings the first. Delta still ahead by double digits. Richardson gets the second. It's 58-44 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Gustine with the basketball on the left side. Johnny G trying to work out of trouble. To Clay, now back to Gustine, A&M Creations 3 ball, no good off the back iron. Brendan Bear with the rebound, works it back underneath, can't get the turnaround hook to go. Rebound by the Rams, and Brendan Bear gets in there to force the Taco Time jump ball. 2:13 left in the game. Rams with the possession. It'll be Byrne to bring it across half court. Over to Varela. Varela dribbles, tries to split the double team. Bounce pass to Ryan Matheny. Now Byrne on the right side inside to TJ Matheny. Jumper is good, and he'll have the harm to go with it. I think that's Brendan Bear getting called for the foul. Is that his fifth? Yep. Brendan Bear just fouled out of the basketball game. So Easton Bear will check back in. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. TJ Matheny to the line for one. Can't get the end. One rebound, Gossine. Gossine looking. This is a play. Lob pass over to Sprout on the right side. Now Johnson, A&M traces three ball, no good. Rebound Bear. Easton kicks it out to Tucker. Now Clay, now Gossine at the top. Over to Sprout. Sprout. Gonna dribble, now back to Gossine at the top. They try to work it inside, and that ball's gonna be tipped. Varela comes up with it. Varela in traffic, turnaround jumper's good. Just inside the arc at the top of the key. Delta's lead is 10 with 1:15 left in the game. Lob pass to Sprout. Sprout dribbles left, gets it over to Clay. Clay to Gossine on the left side. Now Clay back to Gossine. Gossine in the paint to Easton Bear. Bear out to Sprout. Now Gossine over to Lando. Clay looks to split a double team. Now over to Tucker Johnson in the corner. Underneath to Bear, and his shot's going to be blocked. As Varela spots for an A&M creation, three-ball shot, no good, but a rebound by Ryan Matheny. That's no good, and Easton Bear rips that rebound away. Easton with 8 rebounds unofficially now on the afternoon, and Delta will take a Taco time, excuse me, a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Christy Stratton from Greenax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734.
32 seconds left in the game. Delta with a 10-point advantage, 58-48 here at Roaring Fork High School in Carbondale. So the Rams are in the double bonus foul-wise. Delta's one foul away from that themselves. I think Rams will have, actually Delta's going to have the basketball. Gossine inbounds to Bear. Bear bounces it to Clay. Clay guarded very closely by Smith. Clay looks to split the double team with a lob pass to Sprout. They work it around back to Clay. Now Johnson in the left corner. Now Clay at the right elbow. 16 seconds. Gossine with the basketball, almost loses the handle, gets it back. Now Bear. Bear, jump stop. Back out to Sprout. Delta just bleeding the clock. Gossine looking 4 seconds over to Sprout. Sprout is going to hold on to it here. Sprout will run the clock out. And Delta will have their first league victory of the season. As they beat Roaring Fork 58-48, player of the game will be Tucker Johnson. Tucker scores 13 with 3 rebounds and 2 steals. Honorable mention today is going to be Hunter Goff. He had 11 points off the bench today. Johnny Gossine had 11 points as well and a rebound. Braden Sprout, 8 points, a rebound and an assist. Landon Clay, 2 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Rylan Bynum, 3 points and a rebound. Brendan Bear, 4 points, 3 rebounds. And Easton Bear had 5 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Once again, The boys will play Aspen for the final road game of the stretch of roadies to open the season on Tuesday. Tip is scheduled for 6. I'll be screening just a little before that. Once again, the final score of today's boys game, Delta 58, Roaring Fork 48. You've been screening Delta Panthers basketball, presented by Gary Ryer of State Farm Insurance. Have a good night, folks.